Okay, everyone, good morning. Very, very warm welcome to today's daily pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, we always talk about the importance of having an expectation, especially around a major news event. So yesterday we had this quite strange dynamic where you do your analysis and you have a basic understanding in terms of what you would expect these markets to do. And we go through the CPI numbers. We'll show you the market reaction, which was initially very, very volatile, very sort of very sharp moves, lower initially, then higher, and then back to the downside. And then we started to make new highs for the remainder of the trading day. So we want to just show you how that can impact our decision making in a very real fashion. Because what we try to do is to not go against our expectations just because prices are moving in that direction. So a very, very challenging, very complicated, very difficult trading condition right now for these markets. There just seems to be capital coming into them, whether there's good news, whether there's bad news, whether there's indecisive news. The only sort of trade in town just seems to be continual buying for these equity markets. And it makes it a strange dynamic, especially when you have something like higher inflation coming in, which is a bit of an issue for central banks. But we'll explain a couple of aspects to that narrative. So let's get straight into it. And good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us. Please see our risk warning currently up on screen. And as always, just be mindful of these risks involved in trading these financial markets. And because of this backdrop, we are trading with lower size of trading volumes are much, much lower than normal. And that's just to fit the overriding market conditions. Okay, good morning, everyone. Great to have you with us. Okay, so in terms of a quick introduction then, so you've always got these very important decisions to make, and that's, of course, which markets do we trade, and more importantly, why are we trading those markets? If you have a basic understanding of that, trading is a little bit more comfortable, let's say. Then we're talking about the levels in terms of entry and exit. Where do we get in? Where do we get out? And how do we calculate that trade size effectively? So it means we have a strong focus on effective risk management. Trade management as well. We haven't been able to, well, we're still in some yen strength trades in the equity, the Nikkei sell trades. We're in those for very, very different reasons, perhaps to sort of a normal kind of day trade type environment. Trade psychology, Colin, yeah, we'll have a look about these global indices. I'm not sure where you placed your stop loss on that one, but we'll have a look at it. What stop loss do you have in place currently? Because we're out of that trade. We wanted to get into it for a very specific reason, and yesterday's volatility was just far too much. So there's points in these markets where you want to be out of those trades, and those points sort of those prices traded yesterday. So trade psychology, very, very important. There is this sort of everything bubble mentality, which is, it's really, you know, a lot of these money market funds and institutions have so much capital flooding into them. There is just this organic expectation for a certain percentage of that to pile into everything. And by that, we mean risk on markets like your equity markets, but also, you know, markets like your risk off trades, like in gold, for example, like we're seeing gold at all time highs. And then you add in the obscurity of all these cryptocurrency markets. There's just a huge volume of capital out there that's just wanting to just be put to work with a lot of money sitting on the sidelines. So how do they employ that? It's going to be a really, really interesting question over the coming weeks and months. So a bit of a strange market condition, as you probably know. So we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. That's the first thing. And there's no substitute to practical application, seeing these markets move, seeing and understanding how certain markets move in certain directions and for certain reasons. And we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach. We don't want to throw our trading strategy out the window just because markets are making relentless highs. So, yeah, it's about going through phases like this in a certain manner that, you know, you've got a really tight control over your capital. You're not that, aggressive with these markets. This is not the time to be ultra aggressive, because a lot of the moves, they don't really kind of stack up or make any sense. So let's explain in a bit more detail. Accurate with the levels we use. It's very important to be accurate really right now. Disciplined with our capital. So if we do get into a trade, we're taking much reduced size. That is the risk management strategy of choice really at the minute. And be patient as well. Try to wait for the right opportunity to come, which is difficult right now. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. Right. So yesterday's, well, it was all really about US CPI number. We were suggesting that if this number in here came in above expectation, it means inflation is higher than expectations, which is a bit of a problem for the Fed. We'd probably see equities sell off. We'd probably see the dollar strengthen. We'd probably see bond yields push higher. And we've had a little bit of that. We've had a little bit of the bond yield story. We've had a little bit of the dollar story. But the obscurity is the equity markets rallying to all-time highs. And that is not a move that we would expect with this news event. Now, there's a couple of reasons for that. We know these are manipulated figures. So maybe the markets themselves just don't believe these numbers at all. And they believe them to be ironically lower. There's many analysts out there that suggest that actually inflation's a bit higher than is expected. But, you know, the markets seem to be interpreting these as just a little blip, and they seem to be seeing through them. So there is still all eyes on a June rate cut. The problem is, if these inflation numbers keep continuing to push higher, they'll have no conditions in which to do that, which is the strange dynamic. And then we build in, so we want to see a certain, I suppose, coherent sort of view of these markets. And when we have things like the two-year treasury and it's bouncing off its lows, and then we've still got inverted bond yields, and that is we still have the 40 are over the longer term, and the higher that this market rallies, you would expect it to have a negative impact on the equity markets. This correlation, along with many other correlations, are not in play right now. So that's what makes it a bit of a sort of a strange dynamic. No real follow through from the dollar to any great extent. And let's have a look at this equity. On the daily time frame, it looks pretty straightforward. But when you have a look at this, you know, these, let's go into 15-minute time frames just to see sort of the nature of it. The initial news came in and market prices rolled over to the downside, just bounced off the monthly highs, which is kind of what you'd expect. We've got a sharp pullback and made new highs. And that's an interesting bit of volatility in the space of 15 minutes. But then it looked like the actual true direction of this market was in the pipeline. And we were in support of these markets selling off. But, you know, this is a live trading dynamic. We have an expectation. We have a direction of bias based on our understanding of the news and the likely volatility off the back of that news. So we knew it'd be quite a volatile period. But then we started to see really significant buying coming in and continuation as well. And we are still, I think we're at all-time highs just in the last 45 minutes. So if I look at this on a daily time frame, no, we're not. We're pretty close to all-time highs, aren't we? So we're only less than 9 points away from all-time highs. So significant volatility, but it's the direction that's the problem. On the daily time frame, just purely from a technical perspective, this looks and appears to be an absolutely no-brainer buy trade. The difficulty comes is with the news release and the fact that we would have fully expected a downside move off the back of this inflation number. And the fact that we don't get that is really quite challenging. Sorry, guys. Sorry about that. Looking at this chart, it's just completely linear, isn't it? And it's getting much, much tighter up at these higher levels. Now, that often signifies that, you know, there'll be a strong corrective move at some point. It's just, this looks like the market that just wants to keep on giving, whether the news is positive, whether the news is negative, or whether the news is actually indifferent. There still seems to be this upward momentum. I tell you what, Colin, we might have a look at that trade specifically in our European live trade room, if that's okay. 18163. I'll just take note of that. And that's the stop loss, is it? Because we're way above that at the minute. We're 18237. So just double check that if that's the stop loss. Are you buying it or are you selling it? Anyway, we'll have a look at it in a lot more detail, if that's okay. Our stop loss is way above 18163. So how can that be your stop loss? Anyway, we'll have a look at it in a lot more detail. We will go through it in a bit more detail there. Okay, so you can see with the NASDAQ, you know, there's less certainty perhaps at this stage, but we've had some of the Magnificent Seven just rolling over off the highs, not really looking completely stellar in its price action. Let's have a quick look at... let's just have a quick look at NVIDIA, because we were looking at that yesterday. Okay, it looks like that rally is back. Let's have a look at it on the daily. So it even proved that there was still some significant appetite to buy any kind of dip in NVIDIA. You know, in the normal course of kind of market moves, when you get a really strong bearish engulfing candlestick like we saw on Friday, wasn't it? You would really have expected on Monday some continuation to the downside, and it just kind of held. We find further support for NVIDIA. So, buy at all costs. The German DAX still all-time highs. Now we are to the downside in the Nikkei for very specific reasons. Absolutely more to do with the BOJ narrative, and we want to try and hold on to these trades. So we're currently in the Nikkei to the downside. We're also in the euro dollar to the downside. We're just bouncing off these lows. We want to try and stick with these trades for as long as we can. In a little bit of profit in the dollar yen, bit of negativity in the euro yen, but we almost want to get into these trades and kind of forget about them until next week if we can. We want to be in any potential upside move for the yen, because it's likely to be a fantastic risk reward trade. There's a lot of talk about the BOJ raising rates and starting to normalize and loosening the yield curve control measures. And that just means a big flux of capital coming into the yen. And it's likely to strengthen off the back of that demand. So looking at the dollar is a bit of a complexity. We were interested yesterday to see, you know, where we're going to get follow through in the dollar. You can see it all finished pretty bland and was pretty bland for most of the afternoon. We were looking to pull the trigger maybe, well, more so on gold, actually. So, the dollar is just, it's just very up and down. And there's such a distinct kind of lack of clarity in this price action. And, you know, the Aussie dollar is a good example. You know, there's been times within the last couple of months where the dollar has threatened to really strengthen and reverse. And now we're threatening to push higher, which is also reversing. So we're reverting back to kind of median prices, really. So a distinct lack of clarity in that dollar, which is a bit strange. Okay. So moving on to the commodities then. We want to keep a close eye on these commodity markets. You can see crude oil. We're just stuck in this range between basically $80 and $77. And even 2 days ago, we were expecting Monday, we're expecting further downside, and that kind of pulled back off its lows. So we are really in this quite interesting dynamic. So again, will we get the dollar beginning to strengthen? If so, we were so close to getting into this trade yesterday. And with what's going on elsewhere in other markets and the upside down move we saw in the equity markets, it just became a trade that we were just a little bit indifferent to it. And we were discussing it ourselves yesterday afternoon. And what we're comfortable doing is waiting to see if we get some continuation to the downside. So 2150 to the downside for gold, 2150. So let's do our trade plan then, guys, and we'll wrap it up for the session, and we'll switch over to our European live trade room, and we'll discuss these trades in a lot more detail. So our trade plan. Okay, from a fundamental perspective, it's a bit upside down and very mixed and quite confusing. From a fundamental and probably from kind of a sentiment perspective, although we are seeing equity markets at all-time highs, but we're also seeing, you know, gold at all-time highs as well. So I think we can summarize it as being a risk-off market condition. Risk-on market condition. Let me fix that. Risk on market conditions. So there's an out and out appetite for risk, irrespective of the news. So that's our kind of summary. However, within that, we can absolutely stick with Nikkei weakness, absolutely stick with the yen strength trade. Gold sell below 2150. And I think we want to try and keep all other options open. Equities higher. What will that mean for the dollar? Where are bond yields likely to go from here? So really there's a few upside down elements to this. And we often find at times like this, if you get into a trade, nothing wrong with that, but you know, reduce trade size. And we've got these longer term. Let me just show you the performance of the 10-year bond auction. So what we're seeing here and what these numbers signify is the rate at which the yield that investors are getting off the back of a 10-year bond auction, the price is lowering and the yield is increasing. So the cost of refinancing is increasing and the demand is decreasing. So you have you had demand of 2.6 for every bond versus a lowering of that demand down to 2.5. So you have increased costs and lowering demand. Not a good dynamic, but there's many aspects to these markets that are not really that good. But nonetheless, you know, we're still at all-time highs. So in terms of today, we've got the 30-year bond auction as well. This GDP The UK GDP number, just before we let you go, is coming in line with expectations. But here's the nature of it. We're kind of flatlining as far as UK GDP numbers. So we have high inflation, low growth, and that's a stagnating economy. How long will this persist for is potentially the question for the UK economy. Now, stagflation is an issue for many economies. The Eurozone, Japan, Germany, of course, within the Eurozone and the UK. The only sort of stellar performance in these markets is the US. Everywhere else seems to be a bit of a global recession. So that 30-year bond auction is likely to be quite important. You know, it looks like they'll we're going to see what the rate and see what the demand is like. And apparently there is weakening demand over the longer term. Okay, so then all eyes will start to shift on tomorrow's PPI numbers, which is tomorrow afternoon. And that's really all we have, 30-year bond auction today and PPI tomorrow. There is retail sales and unemployment claims in here month on month, but big focus on PPI. Will that now come in above expectations? It looks like there is a increased positivity. What does that mean for these markets? We just don't know how they'll respond. We would have expected the markets to have moved in a certain direction yesterday, and that's not the case. So our trade plan, Nikkei weakness, yen strength for very specific BOJ-related reasons. We can look at gold to see if we roll back over to the downside below 2150, which is yesterday's low. And we want to just simply keep all of our options open. So we don't really have CPI data, so it's not overly exciting, these market conditions right now. So we're finding the need to be significantly more patient and controlled with our exposure and try to be as tactical as we can in terms of our entries and exits. Okay, we'll have a look at gold now in just a second if we switch rooms. So on that note, that's our trade plan for today. I've just posted it into the chat box so you can take that away with you. The narratives, unfortunately, guys, they're upside down. There's no other way for it because we would have expected higher inflation, which is what we got yesterday, to have a bit of a risk-off angle to it. Indices we're expecting to roll over to the downside. We saw the exact opposite. We saw a little bit of dollar strength, but not very much. We saw bond yields rally higher, and we saw certainly commodities show signs of kind of weakness because of that stronger dollar, but none of it really lasted very long. So there wasn't really much follow through. And of course, what we were watching yesterday afternoon is these equity markets make all-time highs, or excuse me, get a lot closer to all-time highs. So yeah, a bit of an upside down narrative, very difficult to pick exactly which narrative is driving these markets right now. So this is where patience can come in. So any questions, feel free to post them, guys. But on that note, thanks very much for joining us. We're going to switch rooms now. So if you can join us for the European live trading mentorship room, we'll be there in about 60 seconds. And if you're interested in learning how to trade, very welcome to join us. You can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on the website. It just starts from $59 per calendar month. And feel free to connect with us through our website if you need at thelivetraderoom.com. Great stuff. On that note, guys, listen, take care. We look forward to, we'll see you online in just a few seconds. Good morning, Tatiana. How are you? Good to hear from you. So look, if you join us on our European trading session, we'll speak to you then. Great stuff. On that note, guys, do take care. We'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.